It's hard to believe it's so chilly. I'm out walking the dog. It's 20 past 11 at night. And I've got a jacket on me. And I've got an open neck shirt. And it's not warm. And I'm thinking about where I'm going to be in a couple of days' time. Because I'm going somewhere really warm. Somewhere where it might be pouring rain because it's underneath the Pyrenees. And you can never be sure when you're that close to the Pyrenees that it isn't going to deluge down on top of you. So the weather might turn out to be awful. But the one thing I can be sure of, I think, is that it'll be warmer than this. Yep, I'm on my way to Lourdes. I'm taking my 86-year-old mother, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm really looking forward to it, particularly because it's been very intense from a work point of view over the last little while. And, you know, I reached the point today where I had to do two things, and having got them done, I really didn't have much energy left. And I'm now, tomorrow is a tidy up day, meaning that I have a list of things to do tomorrow. But I am looking forward to sitting down in a cafe and being able to have a bit of space and time for a chat. And then Thursday morning, drive up to Shannon Airport, drop my daughter off in Limerick on the way, drop dog off in Limerick on the way. Our mother-in-law's wonderful. And get on the plane and then enjoy whatever experience I'm going to have, because it really will be strange. 2 years ago, I took my mother first time I ever went with her to Lourdes, and I was very excited by it. I loved the experience of going somewhere where I wasn't familiar with all the rites and rituals and everything. It had memories back to the past when I used to be have a religion, and you know, I was in a religious place and I was watching the way people got on with each other and everything, and there was a great atmosphere of helping, supporting, being generous to other people, being pleasant. It really was like stepping outside life in order to sort of realize that it is possible for a lot of people to be very nice to other people at the same time. And lots of people being pushed around in wheelchairs, and lots of young people pushing old people, lots of old people chatting to each other and thanking young people, and people with all sorts of infirmities, no one infirmity being sort of the roughest or the toughest to have, and the general air of good was quite good feeling, quite an enriching feeling, and quite an inspiring feeling, I think. And I found it myself feeling quite spiritual in that place, not in any organized religious sense, just in a sense of feeling part of something and glad to be a human being, glad to being a creature in a universe, at one with the rocks and the trees and the water and the wind and the sun and the smiles and the songs and the candles and all of that. It really was a good experience, and I blogged an awful lot about it, wrote a lot of blog posts, took a lot of photographs, but it was part of my effort to appreciate. And I wrote a lot of poetry there, and came back feeling as if there was nowhere I would prefer to have been than there with my mother. And last year I had the same experience at one level, that it really was exactly where I wanted to be. I was with two brothers and one sister last year, and it was a great feeling of family together. And I was in the depths of a severe depression last year when I went to Lourdes, so I had my own sort of trial to bear, which was how to keep myself together. You know, there was, I didn't enjoy it at all. There was no feeling of satisfaction. There was a feeling of satisfaction, but there was no feeling of, you know, enjoyment. It was like pushing a big stone up a steep hill, or whatever metaphor you would like to use that would give you the feeling. But it was hard, basically. It was hard. But it was easier to be there, perhaps, than in other places. And I did still have the great satisfaction that I was alongside my mum, and who knew how long she'd ever be able to come here with. And I knew I'd never have a regret, and I haven't regretted it once. So this is year three. So, you know, I've had the big excitement. I've had the kind of tough but worthy time. And this year I'm different again. And I'm well. I'm very well, thank goodness. And I'm feeling I've made a great recovery from a bout of depression, which was so disabling. And good night, Ken. my neighbour here walking his dog. So, I passed on by because I wanted to carry on with the train of thought, really. Rather than, well, maybe he was happy to have a peaceful time too. So we passed each other by on the road. So yeah, so this year is, you know, feeling very well, feeling very satisfied, I think, really, about a number of things. I have a lot to be thankful for, really. I've had some great, great friendships from other people and help. And so I'm feeling like I'm going in a good place. This time I'm wondering what it's going to be like, really. I have no idea. I won't have the same excitement of the first year, if you like, 2 years ago, when, you know, there'll be people there who I'll be seeing for the third time. I'm going with one of my brothers who I was there with last year, and we'll have lots of time with my mother. And will I be bored, I wonder? Will I be bored? Will it be, oh, I've been here before, it's the same procession as last couple of years, or same candles or whatever. You know, I don't know, to be honest. I'm just curious to see how will it affect me. I pass lots of jokes about how, you know, I'm going just to witness the miracles and going there to see my mother assumed into heaven and things like that. These are my own little jokes, really, there. But I think I'm going to have a quiet time while I'm there. I think I'll use audiobook quite a bit, though, because I did a lot of blogging last time, a lot of writing. But I think I might do a bit of meditation when I'm there this time. You know, like have a lot of very quiet audiobooks, where I mightn't say a lot. Maybe I'll do audio booze with music in them, because there is quite a little bit of singing there. All the different groups that go to Lourdes seem to bring their own choirs, and I'm a great sucker for the old music, you know. To be honest, any live music is lovely to me. I've just listened to a lovely, lovely piece of playing piano by somebody who would describe themselves as said they were a completely untrained piano player. And it was just lovely to hear it on audiobook, somebody making music in their own house, sharing their music. It was full of character, you know, knowing that it was a real human being at the other end who I had a tiny bit of knowledge of already. So maybe I'll do something like that. But above all, I think it'll be just great to have time alongside my mum and my brother, both of us. Don't get much time with my brother, really. So it'll be lovely to have time with him, and hope we get a bit of decent food in, actually. The hotels in Lourdes aren't up to very much from the point of view of food, because keep their costs down, I suppose, and they're feeding huge numbers of people. But we can slip away and go to a nice little restaurant some night. I think I'd like that. So that's it. This is just the dog walk, and the dog has been... Dog is not coming to Lourdes, by the way. I don't can't remember anything about dogs in Lourdes. Must be guide dogs there. But above all, it'll be warmer. Oh yeah, it will be warmer. It can be quite hot down there, you know. But I could do with a bit of heat. It's weather hasn't... I'm one of these people who believes there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothes, you know. But I still could do with it. I'd love an old bit of warmth. Wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, some of you have it, so enjoy it. And I heard today that, you know, Chicago was very, very hot. So, all the best. Good night. And there are plenty of stars here. Bye-bye.